doing is I'm going to have some apple tickets, tear half off, put one in here, and I will draw names. Okay? So if anybody wants to help me start passing out tickets to play, all the games are played for charity money. For the two charities we have, Leeds and New Dumpfire. So like I said, if anybody wants to help me start distributing these out. So, it's tear off the one, tear it in half, one goes here, one goes there, it doesn't matter. Okay.
One per person?
Yeah, one per person. And also, you'll notice, and to do the shameless plugs, you'll notice I have a QR code up here for the Game Show First Telegram channel, which I'm in charge of. So if you want to take a second, you can scan that and join, or just go to the address t.me/gameshowfirst. I see a couple of people still coming in. There we go.
Okay, I don't have to write my name or anything, just a ticket? Okay, thanks.
Keep the number,
all right, thanks.
And I can always bring these back up at the end, so you can scan them. The other one is Game Show Hub on VR Shop, run by someone named GS Genesis, and he has a Discord server called Game Show Community of VR Shop. That should be the QR code to get you to that. And then we also have a I guess we could say a sister Discord channel called the VR Game Show Night, coordinated with GS Genesis and we have on VR chat like 30 something game show sets from Wheel of Fortune to Pyramid to Very Few, things like that. So we do hope games generally every Saturday night, but we have games on we're doing Discord games on Tuesdays now, VR chat games on Thursdays, and sometimes there's a special tournament or something like that that might show up. So, as I was saying, these two orders, I can just bring them up later, okay? Draw people to play this game, and all the games are for charity. Is there anyone else who did not get a ticket? Anyone else? You all set?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want, all the games are played out for charity, and we randomly pick people. So I have raffle tickets if you want to get them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got
one. Yeah. So basically, I'll explain it, but we have a lot of time. Oh, a lot of time.
It's nice, though.
Okay. Just sort of give it about a minute, and then I'll run the music and we'll get started. I didn't check the volume, but I didn't have time. But most of this stuff, you don't really need sound.
My cat's here.
He is still here.
Do you want to help with the chickens? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, because those people just got in and left. They came in the door and they left.
They said nope. They want to be cool like this.
No kidding.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to assume that's everybody right now. If you want to take part in the show, basically, we have raffle tickets for dramatically fit people, and you're all playing games for the charity. So, anybody else who wants to draw a ticket? Okay, do you want to help with that? And just so you know, if you out there just came in, all game show fans, I do have some QR codes you can scan later for our Telegram channel and Discord and VR chat. Right? Good?
Yes.
Watch the cable. Alright. Let's see. Again, I don't know if this user comes up, but let's see what happens. Here it comes! It's the show where knowledge is king. Aces are high. One word leads to another. Right answer can catch the trap. Now, this is guaranteed to make you say, back off. So come on down as we play the fun bill, charity money, game show, grab bag. Yay! Yeah. 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 The dragon with all the action, the star of the game show, grab bag. Yes! Okay, thank you for coming by. Let me just ask really quickly here. Show of hands, who is this their first A&E?
Hey.
Okay, what about is this your first convention?
What?
Those who just came in, there are a couple seats over there. You can grab that chair if you want it. And basically, we're just going to do a random drawing to see who's going to play. And we'll take one chip here. What's going to happen is the game is drawn. It'll come up here to the front. Be careful with the cables. There's a star on the floor. That's where you're going to stand. And basically, we're going to be playing mini games based off the usually like a single round or a bonus round or something. And each game is based on winning money for charity. So we have two charities this year. Needs and the Youth on Fire charity. For those who just came in, I'm just about to start drawing names. So if you can go over there to Orange, you can just get your ticket. And basically, like I said, we'll call a number. Whoever gets that number will come up, stand over here, and you'll play something. It could be a TV game show that's on the air now, an old show. It could be a international show from overseas. It could be a show that's been canceled for a long time. You don't know what it's going to be. Unless you've been tried banned last year. Okay, so, let us start by picking a name. So we are going to go with. Oh, by the way, this is a charity bucket. You put money in, money does not come out. Alright? So if you want to just throw money in there, you certainly can. Okay? This is the second game, 101.
Oh!
It's just beginning, so don't worry about it.
Okay, and just let everybody know about yourself.
Hello, I'm Oro. This is my first convention.
Yeah!
I really like game shows. I'm a big fan of Survivor. One day I'll be on it. We'll see.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And a quick question. How long have you been in the band for?
8 or 9 years, I want to say.
Wow.
Really?
How
do
you got a bounce for a convention?
Yes.
You picked the good one, I'll say that. Okay? All right, so what you can do is if you want, you can take a look at the board. And what I'm going to do is reveal what game you're playing, and then we'll get started, okay?
Cool.
All right. Let's see what you have.
This is
Really?
I'm going to show you this board here. This is what's called the swim mats portion of the show. I'm going to reveal to you a phrase with a blank in it, and you have to come up with the most common response given by a studio audience. So I'm going to show you this phrase. It is mouth clown. So what you're going to do is,
let's just kind of slow down a little bit.
The most common answer that was given to the survey will earn you $5. If you get the second most common, it's $3, and the third most common is going to be $2. Now, to help you, you can get advice from three people in the audience to give you phrases. So look out in the crowd, they can get your attention, and then we'll come up with three suggestions first.
Okay. I will go in the cyan and orange hoodie.
First thing that came to mind was mouthwash.
Mouthwash, interesting. Okay.
Another one?
I'll go you in the back.
Mouthful.
Mouthful, okay. Hadn't thought of either of those.
Oh, my.
I have another one, though.
Mouthpiece.
Mouthpiece.
Oh, cool. That's the same thing I said.
Okay, so yeah.
My first choice is mouthwash.
Mouthpiece and what's the other
one? Mouthful.
Mouthful.
Okay, so you can go with one of those or come up with something on your own.
And am I able to guess all three?
You've got one guess.
One guess.
You want to try to get the most common response that was on the survey.
Okay. My original thought was mouth watering. But all those other ones are good. I'm going to go with mouthful, though. That seems the most
common. Mouthful?
F-U-L.
F-U-L.
Oh, mouthful.
Yes.
All right, then. All right, so
mouth to mouth.
Oh, that's cool. That's not good.
$3
response. Mouth off.
Okay, audience, what do you think
about
this last one?
Mouthwash. Mouthwash, maybe?
I
know this is, that's no money at all, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what would come next, which is called this, the head-to-head match.
Ooh.
I'll just say, $5, see if this works. I'm going to have you pick someone from the crowd to help you with this, and I'm going to read a blank, I'm going to read a statement with a blank, and you have to be able to match that person in their response. Any person you think might be good to try to match?
I want to pick someone new.
All right.
Sorry. I will go first.
All right. You can stay there, actually. Okay. Can you write? Can you write something down? Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you this. That's it. Just bring it back. I'm going to read a phrase with a blank. You're going to turn around so you don't see what they're writing. You're going to write something down, and then we'll see what responses over here. We'll see if it matches what you said. Okay?
Oh my goodness, they're writing words.
So, in this case, like I said, I'm just going
to follow up. We can write?
Alright, so here is your phrase. Birthday blank.
I missed. What was it?
All right. So first, what is your response to birthday blank?
First thoughts came to mind are either cake or party. Not sure which one resonates with furries more. I feel like we as a community do enjoy a good time, so I'm going to say we like to party more. Yeah. I'm hoping you wrote down birthday party then.
Birthday party.
You shall see.
Okay, let's see what you wrote down.
Oh, it was birthday
cake.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool. He had it upside down.
Well, I'm going to have anybody coming up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe wants to just come up and drop money in there, you certainly can. Okay?
Donate.
All right, so let's find out who our next player is going to be. Ticket ending in
Hi, everyone. I am Tide Pod the Duchy, and I think in AOL dial-up sounds. That's it. There we go.
I love it. All know that.
I knew you'd been here before.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually ever played before.
I noticed you have a staff major.
I am.
What position is that?
I am ship lead at Wrench.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so let's take a second to see what game I have for you.
I'll play Screen.
Cash Cab!
Oh! Yeah. Is this Cash Train now, though?
That's a good one.
They
didn't make a game show that one.
It doesn't have the alliteration.
Yes.
And I pretend to be driving a taxi. And then he gets into that stupid Boston traffic.
They modernize it.
Why are the first suitors walking in the middle of the road?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question with multiple answers. You have to give me all positive answers in order to win $10 to charity. There's no penalty for a wrong answer. Any answer you give me is worth $1 to charity. The game is over when all the answers I have been found and when I ask it, or time runs out.
Okay.
And you'll have 30 seconds to do this. Okay? So just name out anything you can. And if it's up on the list, I will mark it. Right?
Okay.
Okay, so here is your question. You found yourself in a cab with a V6 engine when you could have had a V8.
Ah.
Maybe you'll settle for a glass of V8 instead. Name 5 of the 8 vegetables in the classic recipe for V8 juice. Go.
Celery.
Yep.
Carrots.
Yep.
Is there like beets?
Yep, one more.
Celery? Fuck.
Go.
That's beets,
anything.
Kale, spinach.
Spinach, yes. Yeah. The other ones you didn't get were, I'll read the whole list. Beets, carrots, celery, lettuce, parsley, spinach, tomatoes, and watercress.
Watercress?
Yes, watercress.
Tomatoes,
celery,
carrots,
and
good.
Wait,
chestnuts?
All right, so, $1 what I'd like you to do is take these coins, and I'd like you to count them one at a time out loud so the audience can count them up.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
What? You were scared of that question at first.
A little bit. I was like, fuck it, I don't know this. Sorry, children.
All right, also, have applause. I'm drawing raffle tickets to the people who aren't playing anymore, so if you're interested, we'll get
Yeah, I know about juice.
Do you ever drink me?
No.
Yeah, just one of those things. Like, anyone have a
raffle ticket? I used to work at a in a kitchen, so so I kind of know what it is.
No one else? Okay. We have ticket ending in 1-1-1.
Oh!
Separate.
Jeopardy!
If you want to answer it, you'll face your response in the form of a question.
Yes.
If you're right, you go on the money. If you're wrong, we delete from the score.
Also, we could end up in the negative.
Okay.
We could end up in the negative.
Yeah,
I
but that does not mean
that. At the end of the game, it goes to zero.
So, and if you don't want to answer, just let me know. Okay, as if you didn't buzz in at all. Okay? And we'll just go through the five clues and see how long you do. Okay? And red eye, right?
Yes,
red eye. Hang on there. Okay, so here's your category. Train of thought. So, which clue do you want?
We gotta start with one.
Taking over operation of intercity trains in 1971, it's also known as the National Railroad Passenger Corporation.
I'm gonna go Amtrak.
In the form of a question?
What is Amtrak, Cirrus?
That's right.
Yeah.
Million cubic yards were excavated to build this New York City train station opened in 1913.
Where is Pennsylvania Station?
What is?
New York. Grand Central.
You are so confident.
I know.
You're crazy, Miss Tully.
All right, let's do three.
In 1977, after decades of dwindling ridership, this luxury train was discontinued, or was it murdered?
Can we help?
You know this.
Can we help? Oh,
no. I know. Was it made to a movie?
What is the Orient Express?
There we go. Yeah.
$12.
All right. Let's do four.
Daily double.
In 1904, this route was finished but ran through Manchuria. A new route through Russian territory alone was completed 12 years later.
What is the Trans-Siberian Railway?
Yes. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. This Cannonball Express engineer and folk hero sacrificed himself in a crash in 1900 to save many lives.
Easy?
Scream it out loud.
Who?
That is easy.
And you don't have to answer.
I can't answer this one.
Someone say the answer.
Casey Jones? He helped the Ninja Turtles.
Yes, he did.
It's all mental dance.
That's why you should have known. All right.
$10 for a solve with one clue, and then it's going to go down $2 each time. Okay? If you get it, then we win whatever comes up. Okay? Now, the subject can be anything at all. It doesn't have to be firm. It could be person, place, thing, whatever. Just for fun, if you can get this with no clues, I'll put $50 in there.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Ooh, okay. So, like, write a, like...
Yeah, just tell me something you think the subject is. Just blind guess.
Transportation.
What was it?
Transportation.
And that's transportation. Is it? No. Okay, so let's take a look at the actual first clue. We have Africa. So, what do you think it could be?
Like, it can be so many things. Africa is also really big.
It's really
the biggest one. So, I think I'm mining a lot of it.
Well, if you could take a guess.
Yeah, you're right, I guess.
True.
You can do it.
Lion.
Lion?
Okay, now let's look at the next clue. Safari.
You're close, actually. So,
well, since you're in the topic, and I am an antelope, I will go with antelope.
Is it antelope? Okay, so this is now for $6.
It should be.
Yeah, large.
Elephant.
I think it's
pretty large. And it's in a safari in Africa, so I'll go with elephant.
Okay, is it elephant?
Yep, just there.
Nice.
This most recent one, right?
Yep.
Are you Stanford? The most recent one is Stanford, right?
Was it Cromwell or Stanford? Cromwell was 3 years ago.
Was it a gross hotel or was it a bad nice hotel?
Was it at the Mold Hotel?
That doesn't sound like a good way of describing it.
Was it the missing red lion? Yeah. Joining us, and let me show you what your game is going to be.
Don't know if we're cold. I'm not contagious, though. I think.
If you're wrong, you just don't win anything. We move on. The catch is that two of the nine are answer traps, meaning they don't belong to either of the cats. So if it was cats or dogs, and you pick Dalmatian, that's a dog. Or if you pick Appaloosa, that's an answer trap because it's a horse. Okay? So you're going to just basically pick an answer, tell me which works. Now, if you find one of the answer traps, that's a warning. If you find both answer traps, that just ends the game. You can't play anymore. You don't lose anything. All right? So we're just going to go through it and see how many of these you can get. I will say that if you are perfect, you get all seven without finding a trap, I'm going to bump it to 10 points. Okay? So first, let's look at the answers for you. We have Benny the Bull, Jeff the Hawk, Lock the Mountain Lion, and the two categories are Sonic the Hedgehog Charity.
Oh, you got this. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Or the name of a mascot of a team in the National Basketball Association. So you just need the first trophy. Which one you want, and then turn which category you want. And try not to pick ones that are not Sonic or NBA
basketball. Gotcha. All right, let's start with Big the Cat. I believe that's a Sonic character. Yes.
Okay. And that's right.
Hey! Oh, this is fantastic. All right, next to it, Vector the Crocodile, another Sonic character.
Hey!
This is where it gets tricky because I'm not that big of a Sonic or an NBA fan.
You can do it.
Oh boy. Let's say Benny the Bull, I do not know, but it sounds more like an NBA mascot.
I think so.
Want to go with that?
Yes.
Just so you know, Bing the Cat was gave you the Sonic Adventure, and Venture Pop Down gave you the game called Knuckles of Chaotix.
Yeah.
And then just return it out. Okay. Which one's next?
Rocky the Mountain Lion, the name sounds familiar. The problem is, I'm wondering if it's a trap that comes from something that's because I know there's already an answer trap out there that does that. But it does sound like a name you would give an NBA mascot. So, Rocky the Mountain Lion, let's put that in NBA mascots.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah. Denver Nuggets, I'm guessing. Yep, Denver Nuggets.
That's four. Three more to go.
Right. I'm trying to remember if there's like any trick non-Sonic characters that have the same species with a different name. There's two trap answers.
Two traps.
Okay. Jet the Hawk. It could be either one, couldn't it? Jet the Hawk. Hawks and Sonic. Well, Jet does sound like a Sonic-y name, doesn't it? Jet the Hawk. Let's put Jet the Hawk in. NBA
mascot? Oh!
No! Everyone's like,
yes! Nice try.
I don't get penalized if I get one answer trap, right?
You don't lose my
Okay. Sorry, you're right. Jet the Hawk, let's put that in Sonic.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's right.
Yay! Yeah.
Okay, so now you have two more. There are two traps.
I think there's more.
No, not actually. Mighty the Armadillo appeared in Sega Sonic the Hedgehog for the arcades.
Really?
Yeah, it's from the arcade.
I know one of them is a trap.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other two. Well, I don't know. A pretty big discrepancy in how many Sonic characters there are so far in the NBA mascots. So, I mean, most likely the last two, whichever one's the right one's an NBA mascot. So, I guess let's start with Crunch the Wolf. Crunch sounds like an NBA-ish name. Let's put that in NBA mascots.
Okay. Yeah.
That is an NBA mascot. And Crunch is from the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Timberwolves, yeah.
So that means that the other two are the Traps.
Oh.
Hey!
Oh,
holy shit!
That's right.
Sly the Fox is the mascot of the New England Revolution soccer team.
Yep.
Oh!
And Bubsy the Bobcat was one of those video game mascot characters that came out in the 90s around the wake of modern Sonic being popular.
Yeah.
So a whole bunch of video game companies just started making mascot platformers.
Yeah.
And Bubsy didn't really
look
make
warm.
A dent.
He didn't
gel. They tried to revive him a couple years ago, you know, just kind of nostalgia.
What? And
well,
how?
Okay, but
well,
yeah, six. So, that's
money
with
security.
That's
good.
Come on.
Yeah.
family.
First date.
I still remember my daughter's first date. First date? Oh, wow.
First date.
Not there yet. Not allowed.
First kiss?
First, no.
First haircut.
First
haircut?
First birthday.
Birthday. That's a good one.
Go ahead.
Lucky Charms.
What?
The first three you got were immediate.
and the one you missed at the end was Trish. I'll say this. If you go for the whole prize, you're going to get $1 for each one you did for me.
Oh,
so we already have two. It's time I'd like you to name for me three birds.
Ooh.
Okay. 15 seconds and go.
Toucan, cardinal, bluebird, eagle, vulture, flamingo,
penguin,
hawk,
a bruin,
hawk,
hummingbird,
hummingbird,
woodpecker.
Well, you got one. You got
okay, we'll take the vulture.
That's good. You're playing. The ones we had were and this time we have two answers. Give me two ways to cook eggs.
Fried, over easy, scrambled, sunny side up,
scrambled poach.
Here are your answers, and front quarter.
Oh, yeah.
That's me.
Alright, I am Andrew Kuhn. I've been going to many conventions. I've also been a college radio DJ at Salem State since 1981.
Oh,
wow. And I am playing classic cartoons in the
Shameless self-promotion.
Shameless self-promotion.
Yeah.
Shameless self-promotion. Okay, why don't you stand over here so you can see the screen? Let's see how we go. How we do on this one here. How good are you with words?
A little bit. English major.
Speaking of.
Oh, hey, excellent.
I'm
going
to show you a word chain where each word in the chain has an association with the word above or below it. In this case, these are all going to be pairs of two word phrases or compound words. So as an example, I have a chain that starts with the word olive and ends with the word eel. What you're going to do, an example would be after the word olive, which could be for all oil.
Yeah.
Okay. What you're going to do is you're going to ask for a letter that's either under the top word, so you'd say letter under oil, and you get W. Or you just ask for a letter above the bottom word, so you say letter above eel, you get E. If you get it right, you play the word, and you can keep guessing through letters, and the only thing is I won't reveal the last letter, because I won't reveal the word. So in this case here, oil what?
Well.
Well, yes.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So example here again, well.
Done. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oil, well done.
Oil, yeah. Well, well done.
Done deal.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is, this is going to be a series of chains. I'm going to start you with a four-word chain, and then into a five-word chain, and a six-word chain, and this is going to be timed. Okay? So if you get the first chain, you're going to have 60 seconds for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. If you get the first chain, it'll be $2. If you get two chains, it's $5. All three chains, $10. And let me just bring the first chain up and show you that you have 60 seconds. So you're going to ask for a letter. Just give me like the word at the top. I would just say better than, better above, better below. Right? So we're going to start with the chain that starts with the word Caribbean and ends with the word shoe. So as soon as I show you the first letter of the plus this stuff, which one do you want to go with?
Okay, one under the first, the top one.
Under Caribbean.
Under Caribbean.
Okay. So let's get ready. And go.
And I write the next one.
That's a guess.
C?
Yes.
Yes.
Alright. Force?
Force.
Yes.
Force. Force. Yeah.
To the next chain, which is five words. And you have 51 seconds to keep going.
Okay.
We have the word silent, going down to the word kitchen.
Okay, under silent.
Okay. Good. And ready, go.
Night. Silent night?
Yes. Yes. Which one?
Night.
Under night? Under night?
Under night.
Okay.
Vision?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Vision.
Test kitchen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have $5 and 37 cents left.
Yep.
So if you have the second chain,
last time.
Sorry. Yes. Okay, so we're going to move on to our sixth chain.
That's
a lot. That's the word wiggle and the word jam.
Under wiggle. Under
wiggle. Wiggle. Ready? 37 seconds. Go.
Room?
Yes. Which one?
Mate?
Which one?
Under room.
Okay.
Room service?
Yes.
Hey.
State? Okay. Under service.
Time. Next one.
Above. Can you give me above jam?
Yes.
You can get another letter.
Service something jam.
No, keep getting letters.
Can you give me a letter? E. Service elevator.
Yes. Next one.
Elevator is something jam.
Open
elevator door jam.
Yeah. Oh! $10.
Yay!
I don't know if you can do the benefits of doubt for like timing and that way
Jackson has caused five for charity.
Good for you. Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you this 10 as well. I can't hold all these 4 points.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, drop it in.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
All right.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, everyone.
Okay, so I'm Cirrus. This is not my first A&E or my first convention. I've been to several conventions around the U.S. at this point.
Awesome, Cirrus.
They're both Cirrus, I call hacks.
Okay. All right, so this is going to be the last game, and it is going to be a quick one.
Oh!
Oh, wow!
In color!
In color.
It's
called
culture. This is going to be a very simple game, because I'm going to need you to give me some quick answers.
Okay?
I'm going to give you a list of names. You'll have to tell me if each one is either one of Disney's Seven Dwarfs or one of Santa Claus's reindeer, or a member of the Fellowship of the Ring, if you were in the rings. Either dwarf, a reindeer, or the Fellowship.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. I'm going to do as many as we can, as fast as we can. Okay?
That's a chair.
And let's see. 30 seconds.
That's a
chair. Ready? And go. Fred, sir.
Reindeer.
Yes. Barry.
Fellowship.
Yes. Happy.
Dwarf.
Yes. Gimli.
Fellowship.
Yes. Cupid.
Reindeer.
Yes. Pippin.
Fellowship.
Yes. Rudolph.
Reindeer.
Yes. Sleepy.
Dwarfs.
Yes. Vixen.
Reindeer.
Yes. Jordo.
Fellowship.
Yes. Dopey.
Dwarfs.
Yes. Sneezy.
Dwarfs.
Blitzen.
Reindeer.
Yeah!
I'm going to throw the extra 50 cents on the timer. Give you a bit of a rundown. So that's $6.50. You get a
wall.